This is an Aero News Touch and Go for December 28, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. Cirrus Design has consulted with Credit Suisse and J.P. Morgan, as well as a number of qualified law firms, to evaluate its future plans and direction. Cirrus CEO Alan Klappmeyer recently mentioned that Arcapita, which owns 58% of Cirrus, would, as any investor, like at some point to earn a return on its investment. On Thursday, a merger market news service article quoted by the Financial Times of London appears to have added 2 and 2 and got 7. The article quoted multiple unnamed sources in reporting that Arcapita wants out and that its stake in Cirrus, or the whole company, was for sale and expected to draw bidders which might include Diamond, Bombardier, Embraer, or even Cessna. Late Thursday afternoon, Cirrus CEO Alan Klappmeyer offered his official response, quote, "Bah humbug! Nothing could be farther from the truth," unquote. He says Cirrus expects to do $350 million in revenue next year and is strategizing not a sale, but the company's next step forward, including what it will take to bring its jet to market. Quote, "Arcapita has been a big part of our success for several years now, and we have no indication that they won't still be anytime soon," unquote. Boeing is calling this another milestone. The company has now sold more than 787 787s. British Airways has finalized an order for 24 Dreamliners, taking the total order count at Boeing to 790 airplanes. The carrier also took options for 18 Dreamliners and purchase rights for 10 more. As is expected to be the case in many sales announcements in the next few years, Boeing stresses that British Airways will see lower carbon and noise footprints and per-seat economics normally delivered only by larger aircraft. Boeing also says the use of composites in the airframe will allow the largest windows in the industry, higher cabin humidity, and a lower cabin altitude that reduces the fatigue often experienced by passengers. British Airways will fly 787s powered by the Rolls-Royce Trent 1000 engine. Denver got 8 inches of snow on Tuesday as the state of Colorado celebrated its whitest Christmas ever. But you'll have to excuse the folks at United Airlines if they don't feel like celebrating. Already pounded early in the week by a Midwest storm that canceled 250 flights out of its hub at Chicago O'Hare, United had to cancel another 168 flights on Thursday because of concerns that planes would be trapped at Denver International. The Associated Press reports the news was better for Skybus. The no-frills airline returned to normal operation on Thursday after having 2 of its 7 planes grounded by maintenance issues on Tuesday and Wednesday. Travel for about 1,000 customers was disrupted over the 2 days. Finally, Pipistrel tells ANN it has successfully flown an electric version of its Taurus 503 motor glider, and it appears from the photos provided by the company that they've done it with 2 aboard. The Taurus was designed to launch and land without a tow plane or even extra human helpers. To that end, the main gear is designed wide enough to let the machine take off and land without wingtip runners, and the Rotax 503 two-stroke and pylon-mounted propeller retract neatly into the fuselage. It's one thing to fly with a 50-horsepower two-stroke. It's entirely another to climb to 1,650 feet in 3 minutes on a battery, or to 5,000 feet in 10 minutes. That capability, combined with the Taurus's 41-to-1 glide ratio, could provide an experienced sailplane pilot a whole afternoon of fun on a single launch. Battery and motor details have not yet been disclosed. We'll keep you posted. The company is located in the country of Slovenia, just south of Austria. When it comes to doing more with less, Pipistrel is world class. As late as 1990, the company was doing its computer modeling work on an Atari ST. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Our long-form Aero briefing and special feature are off for the holidays, returning on Wednesday, January 2nd. In the meantime, we'll have our normal 24/7 coverage of the industry in print form on our website at Aero, that's Aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend. Have a clear and unlimited day.